Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for July 2nd, 2022. And today I'll be discussing the new American revolution in higher consciousness that is going mainstream worldwide with the instant everywhere and interactive internet connection of the family of mankind in a global village. Well, as regular listeners know, I've been curating recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream media. And these are videos and articles that provide conscious evolution tools and processes for our conscientious evolutionary ascent. You know, they're calling it the Great Awakening. So this is the big drama on the world stage right now. There's great light exposing great darkness, and the deep state is being deconstructed, taken down, while a high state is being constructed, mostly behind the scenes, but coming out in the open. For those who have been watching the 2022 Great Turnaround series, you know, my web blog for the year, you know that we have arrived at that long prophesied time of revelations when cosmic Aquarian love goes mainstream in form and frequency in the hearts, minds, and souls of global netizens, you know, online citizens worldwide. So this is the Great Awakening, a deep dive into both the crisis and a vast array of solutions to the crisis. I'll be going into this good news, but first, a cosmic weather report. Right now, the sun is in the sign of Cancer and square to Jupiter in the sign of Aries. Squares are creative tension, and the moon in Leo is in opposition to Saturn in Aquarius, and both moon and Saturn are square to Uranus in the sign of Taurus. Now, that's a lot of creative tension going on right now. So the spirit of the American Revolution is definitely brewing in the collective consciousness of global humanity. For example, in just this last week, the 49-year-old Roe versus Wade ruling has been struck down along with the 21-year-old ban on prayer at high school football games. Plus, the EPA enforcement mechanism of the global warming climate hoax has been deactivated. The Supreme Court was asked to consider whether the Environmental Protection Agency has the authority to issue broad, aggressive regulations on climate warming pollution from power plants that would force many of those plants to close. In a 6-3 decision, the justices ruled that the agency has no such authority. This is huge, folks. The Supreme Court is turning the tide in the 2022 Great Turnaround. So keep in mind the big picture. Now, the white hats behind the scenes are in control and making their move to take down the deep state. And after 2 years of devolution or devolution into crisis, we're now seeing collective evolution that rights the wrongs of the extremists. Now, the larger picture of what's going on is truly out of this world. And believe it or not, there are millions of starships that are cloaked around Earth and watching the biggest show in the galaxy right now. An entire civilization is about to come into a sufficient level of nonviolent unity to join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. Believe it or not, you know, some will, some won't. Believe it. So what? Next. Anyway, we're not there yet, but it's a celebration to look forward to. And in the meantime, try to keep the harmony and keep your head while so many others are losing theirs with all the creative tension going around. Things are so insane and confusing and only getting more intense. So you've got to have a regular spiritual discipline to form stability. And meditation, self-inquiry, healing, energy practices, whatever flips your switch. But surely you've got to have something before you can stare into the face of the beast continuously without going mad. I mean, I can't imagine looking at this thing every day, you know, the global oligarchical corporatocracy, deep state, you know, BS, belief system, propaganda, whatever, without some kind of spiritual practice. I mean, you just lose it. For example, I find it helpful to begin each day with positive affirmations while looking in the mirror And this is a reminder that you can print out and tape onto your mirror. Repeat this three times first thing in the morning like you really mean it. So here we go. I am, I can, I will, I do, done deal. Fantastic and getting better. It's not aptitude, but attitude that determines your altitude. So that's what you can put up there. I am affirmation, pure intention. I can, confirmation, focused attention. I will, determination, love retention. And I do, integration, conscious ascension. So it's I am, I can, I will, I do, affirmation, confirmation, determination, integration, pure intention, focused attention, love retention, conscious ascension, done deal, fantastic, getting better, getting better. So basically it's pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension without disconcerting apprehension. So that's my cosmic wrap for today. Then you can put that on your mirror, make your affirmations in the morning while you look yourself in the eye, say it like you really mean it. Three times, you know, basically the power of three times three. Some people do it nine times, but it's helpful. It's like anchoring the ascension process with conscientious common sense, you might say. You know, with pure intention, focused intention, love, retention, conscious ascension, etc. So another discipline that really helps is the most effective superfood supplement on the planet, which I talk about occasionally on the show, for strengthening the immune system with more energy and mental clarity. I'm referring to the Swedish pollen extract with more information on the show notes for those who are interested. Big help, folks. More energy, more light, vital force in the body. Give it a shot. Take a look at the article, the link I'll provide in the show notes. And, you know, you decide for yourself if this is the best nutritional superfood supplement on the planet with the most pure concentrated source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for genetic repair, BIM vigor, vitality, more energy, consciousness, light and love, easier and faster is the intention. And this is a physical anchoring in the body's immune system, the endocrine system. If you dissolve it under your tongue, it goes through the blood-brain barrier, providing neurotransmitters for the brain for mental clarity. A lot of workstation engineers use it in their work because it works. It helps. It helps with the mental clarity, with just a slow burn of energy. It's not like a buzz. It's just like a sustained energy release, and as it strengthens your immune system, it's like rocket fuel for the mitochondria of the cell, which provides the energy, and it's also the precursors for the endocrine system, the seven chakras, the seven glands, the energy centers of and the centers for secreting hormones in the body that regulate the immune system, everything in the body. So whether you're male or female, this nutraceutical grade royal jelly can make a difference. So that's my plug for today. I want to go into now one of the most brilliant truth tellers on the internet, Dr. Robert Malone. Now, earlier today, Robert published an article on Substack. Substack's a new publishing platform that's not being censored. And it's a lot of brilliant stuff is being published on Substack. And Robert today, he did an article exposing the Marxist agenda, which is the globalist deep state agenda, whereby you'll own nothing and supposedly be happy. So I'm going to do a reading from this article because it's the best explanation I've seen on what the bleep is going on in the world with all the creative tension right now. So this article is probably a little bit advanced for newbies, normies, you might say, but for initiates who've been following my list and who are on my blog, and again, you can subscribe at heartcom.org to the HeartCom Network, which is HeartCom Network, is one of the HeartCom Network is one of the first links at heartcom.org. And you can subscribe and get my blogs that I send out once or twice a week. Blogs, they're like weblogs. They're like compendiums of videos and articles, as I mentioned earlier, that are not being reported in the lamestream media. But basically, it's kind of like the cutting edge, like this article just came out today, of what's really going on. And this is this article is titled Marxism, quote, "You will own nothing and be happy." Nothing. You will own nothing and be happy. Believe it or not. And that's, again, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. That's his kind of a keynote shock therapy to get us ready for their Marxist, socialist, communist, New World Order. You know, they're calling it the Great Reset. So understanding what's really going on with this is really made clear with this article. So Dr. Malone is saying that is that in response to globalist Marxism, it's time to develop parallel economies, alternative economies, whereby we will look back at this World Economic Forum agenda as the alternative to what is real and good and constitutionally sound for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with a new unity consciousness on Earth as in cosmos at large. So I'm going to go into this article. As Dr. Malone says, and he has that graphic up of the individual with that grin on his face that as if he's happy, saying, "You will own nothing." That's the caption, "You'll own nothing and be happy." So Dr. Malone goes on to say that, quote, "A friend just told me that LinkedIn suspended him for posting my monkeypox Substack article." So he's been publishing, Dr. Malone's been publishing articles on monkeypox and all kinds of things that's not being exposed in the, of course, the lamestream media. They're running cover for it. So Dr. Malone goes on to say, "Others have written to me that basically anything I write will get someone banned from LinkedIn just for reposting, including the cartoons. Now, I'm sure that many others who have criticized the government are also on the censored list. I'm not alone. I'm also sure that this list is being generated by the U.S. government / administrative state. That the list is growing to include those that are critical of these mRNA vaccines, quote on vaccines, they're not really vaccine, but those who are critical of these mRNA vaccines, those who advocate off-label drug use to treat COVID, or those who advocate, you know, U.S. policy regarding the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and even the Biden administration, malinformation, that which may be true but hurts the government narrative, is enough to be a domestic terrorist. That's the point. If someone has information that doesn't fit the agenda, you know, the official narrative, and if it anyway hurts the government's official narrative, it's enough to be called, basically labeled a domestic terrorist and censored by, you know, lamestream media. So it's enough to be permanently censored by the state-sponsored media, and I strongly suspect it will soon be enough to impact on your personal social credit and ESC ranking. Now, I'm going to go into this ESC ranking. It's taken me a while to really understand it, and he explains it better than I've seen other places in this article. And again, you can read this full article, which has graphics. I'm not going to go into all of the graphics and details of it, but I'm going to give the general overview because I think it's really important. It's like the big picture that I wish I'd had, you know, months ago. And this is the stuff that's finally coming out in succinct form where people can wrap their head around this whole understanding of social credit and ESC scoring ranking, which will impact on your ability to get loans and purchase goods and services. So this is huge, folks. This is the, you know, this is the whole key to what's been going on with the move to digital IDs, digital currencies, digital social credit systems, again, that impacts the purchase of goods and services. So I'm going to go into this. It's called the World Economic Forum's ESG scoring system. So we've all heard by now that ESG scores are based on more than just environmental / carbon, but also quote unquote social scoring, you know, like the social scoring system of the Chinese Communist Party. They're using this system, been using this system for years in China. It's just a totalitarian hive mentality that most of you are familiar with. But anyway, that the government of the People's Republic of China, I'm quoting again here from Dr. Malone, the government of the People's Republic of China has developed a social credit system, which is a national credit rating, which is used to blacklist corporations and individuals who have transgressed against the CCP, you know, Chinese Communist Party mandates and guidelines. It is basically an extension of the existing financial credit system in China. That's their financial credit system, ranking system in China. Many believe that it, quote, oversteps the rule of law and infringes the legal rights of residents and organizations, especially the right to reputation, the right to privacy, as well as personal dignity, and that the system may be a tool for comprehensive government surveillance and for suppression of dissent from the Chinese Communist Party, unquote. Now, that's from Wikipedia on what the social credit system is. So, again, I'm going to repeat this. Many believe that it, and I'm quoting from Wikipedia, that it oversteps the rule of law and infringes the legal rights of residents and organizations, especially the right to reputation, the right to privacy, as well as personal dignity, and that the system may be a tool for comprehensive government surveillance and for suppression of dissent from the Chinese Communist Party. So this is the enemy. This is what we don't want. This is what we don't want to fear, because fear is praying for what you don't want. But this is what we've got to overcome. And to go on from the quote from Dr. Malone, he says that the ESG system developed by the World Economic Forum, WEF, and now implemented by all of the large institutional investment transnational corporations such as BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, which I've been reporting on all year, has incorporated elements of the Chinese social credit system. The use of ESG scores has now swept the corporate world, and a good score is necessary to obtain large amounts of capital or to obtain government contracts in some countries. So the World Economic Forum, the WEF, is, and this is from Wikipedia, again, explaining, this is an excerpt, he's included this from Wikipedia, saying that the World Economic Forum is an international non-governmental and lobbying organization. The foundation, which is mostly funded by its 1,000 member companies, typically global enterprises with more than $5 billion U.S. dollars in turnover. We're talking about giant corporations, as well as public subsidies from some countries that are actually providing public subsidies for the World Economic Forum, which views its own mission as, quote, improving the state of the world by engaging business, political, academic, and other leaders of society to shape global, regional, and industry agendas, unquote. That's from Wikipedia. So we're talking about corporatocracy, as I've been talking about for years. The New American Revolution worldwide with America, the I Am Race. That's the an anonym. America, if you scramble the letters, is the I Am Race worldwide. The New American Revolution is to overthrow corporatocracy today, just like during the American Revolution. It was the corporate agenda of the Bank of England that was trying to harness, control, suppress freedom in the colonies, in the American colonies. Well, now the World Economic Forum is the organized. It is the new King George. I mean, we're talking about the giant corporations are all basically organizing to own and control the human and physical resources of the planet. They're saying their mission is to improve the state of the world by engaging business, political, academic, and other leaders of society to shape global, regional, and industry agendas. Again, that's from Wikipedia. And from the World Economic Forum website, they explain that there's three central factors of these ESGs, these scores, that the World Economic Forum gives to these to companies worldwide as a way of controlling them. There's environmental criteria. There's social criteria. There's governance criteria. These three categories where they basically are controlling. And there's a chart that goes into all the environmental criteria. And I won't go into the details here. It goes into all these different social criteria. And all these different governance criteria. Basically, again, social, political, and economic owning and controlling through corporatocracy. Some people call it the oligarchy. Some people call it the deep state. But this is who they are and what they're doing. And again, the understanding of corporate tyranny today and corporate tyranny, the corporate business interests of New England and owning their business interests of owning and controlling the trade and the economic resources of America. Now this is the global issue. This is what we're seeing today. So the New American Revolution worldwide is basically challenging that tyranny, corporate tyranny, not of, by, and for the people. It's of, by, and for the corporations. And that's just wrong. So anyway, I'm going on now to quote Dr. Malone. He says, read this list carefully and think, what's going on here? These three central factors of these ESGs and how they're controlling. I mean, he says, this is another tool for transnational corporation managers to determine who will be the winners and losers, not based on economic indicators, but on social determinants, not capitalism. The creation of goods and wealth, which typically drives corporate growth and valuation, is literally not a consideration. Think about that hard. In the long term, ESG scores to determine credit worthiness will fail, just like Marxism always fails, because there's no incentive to work. It's like you pretend to pay me and I pretend to work. But there's no incentive for owning your own life because in owning your own property. I'll be going into this. I'm getting off the narrative of Dr. Malone, but I'm going to continue on. Again, to quote Dr. Malone, social scoring criteria are subjective and influenced by the political and social objectives and goals of individuals and organizations. In a capitalist society, such a system does not belong in the realm of determining which businesses will be allowed to be successful at a global level. ESG scores seem suspiciously akin to that failed political system known as Marxism, as I just mentioned a moment ago. So again, from the World Economic Forum, quote, you will own nothing and be happy. Now, here's the definition of Marxism. Quote, the abolition of private property. So you see the parallel. of the World Economic Forum. You'll own nothing and be happy. The abolition of private property. So, as Dr. Malone explains, quote, Marxism, simplified, is a political and economic theory where the goal of a society has no class structure, where every person within the society works for a common good, and class struggle is theoretically gone. Marxism can be summed up in a single sentence, quote, the abolition of private property. Now, when people no longer have ownership, they no longer have an interest in the system. They have no personal motivation to improve the situation, their situation, because improvement will not benefit themselves. This is why Marxism always fails, always has, always will. So, Dr. Malone goes on to explain this concept of stakeholder capitalism and ESG. As he says, quote, it is fascinating to read the World Economic Forum manual on stakeholder capitalism measurement. What immediately becomes apparent is the desire to increase profit or wealth is not included in the metrics. Well, in the metrics of the matrix. I'm just adding that. But as Dr. Malone says, the manual, the World Economic Forum manual published in 2020, which is called Measuring Stakeholder Capitalism Towards Common Metrics and Consistent Reporting of Sustainable Value Creation. It goes into the four pillars of this stakeholder capitalism. So the metrics have been organized into four pillars, you know, principles of governance, planet, people, and prosperity, which are aligned with the essential elements of the stakeholder capitalism principles. And there's a graphic that goes into these categories and goes into, you know, better little short definitions regarding principles of governance, the, you know, planetary pillars, the public pillars, and prosperity pillars. And you can read the article and go into those in detail if you want. Dr. Malone goes on to say the World Economic Forum and its members use stakeholder capitalism to justify these ESG scores for you know, scoring not just corporations but individuals regarding, you know, social credit system. So it's the World Economic Forum's mission to define what a quote, good business is, quote unquote, good business, using the four pillars I referenced. Stakeholder capitalism is just another word for the implementation of Marxism. The graphic from the World Economic Forum that I'm referring to shows that the ESG system is the escalating of, quote, stakeholder activism with transparency and responsiveness of these corporate ESG investors that will impact on a company's valuation. This is absolutely illogical in a capitalist economic system. What should grow valuation is short and long-term growth. Now, they have a graphic that kind of sums this up, growing investor focus on sustainability issues. And I'm not going to try to interpret it. You can, like I say, you can go to the article, Dr. Robert Malone, R.W. Malone, MD, on Substack.com, and you can see this for yourself. I would bookmark it. I have, you know, with the intention of referencing this on a regular basis to really understand the big picture of what's going on with this global revolution and higher consciousness, you know, mass awakening to the problem. And this is the cause and core problem. You know, basically the most powerful corporations, the largest corporations on earth are in collusion for ownership and control of human and physical resources of the planet. And, you know, and rather than, you know, so that that freedom and opportunity is up by and for the corporations, not the public. The corporate interests can run interference. And if you look at communism and Marxism and wherever it has existed, there's always been big corporations behind the scenes, you know, pulling the strings. And this is exactly what we're seeing. And again, to quote, they're using environmental, social, and governance principles, including political affiliations, to determine which nations or corporations are worthy of transnational attention. And this is truly a draconian form of political control by the World Economic Forum and the large financial interests which fund it, which it represents. So now, as Dr. Malone says, now overlay all of these ideas on the individual. The proposed global digital IDs, you know, the passports, which can be linked to health, vaccines, carbon footprint, financial scores, political donations, credit scores, school records, genetics, purchasing history, etc. All information on you. Just take the World Economic Forum ESG list and apply it to your own life. This is clearly where ESG scores are heading. It's just a matter of time. Just like we've seen the whole progression of the agenda of the digital IDs for digital currency, digital social scoring. And again, this is all part of the ownership and control of, by, and for the corporations, not of, by, and for the people. So to quote Dr. Malone, in response to the threat to fundamental liberty, personal autonomy, and national sovereignty, which the World Economic Forum and its Marxist centralized global government agenda pose, many people believe that the way forward is to build parallel economies, an economy and an internet environment that rejects censorship, ESG scores, the global elites and Marxist policies that are creeping into world politics and governance. Many believe that the U.S. federal government has been co-opted and that it is states' rights that can help free the USA from creeping Marxist strangulation by the global elites. So these controlling interests are the deciders of what is allowed on the internet, what corporations are quote-unquote moral, as they define it, moral enough, as they define it, for funding and advocating for world governance and or censorship. So moving forward, I believe there will be more and more opportunities to have parallel economic opportunities. At this point in time, I recommend use of Getter, G-E-T-T-R, Truth Social, Signal, Proton Mail, Brave, local credit unions, local Amish shops, local goods, and try to build new ways to protect our financial and physical assets. I am hopeful that these opportunities will only grow. I do not buy into the Marxist ideal of, quote, you will own nothing and be happy. It has not worked in the past, and it will not work in the future. So this is where we are. It needs to stop. We need to stop it. It is our actions that define us, and at this moment in time, we need action. Now, that's the end of the article there, and what Dr. Malone is saying, yes, we need to stop it. What Buckminster Fuller would say is that we need to create new alternative solutions, which is what Dr. Malone is also saying, alternative economies, parallel economic opportunities that make the old system obsolete. Now, this is what Buckminster Fuller would say. He'd say that rather than fighting the old system, the old paradigm, it's better to create new models that make the old paradigm obsolete. So for activists, we need action. We need solutions. We need a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of social, political, and economic upwising and uprising for a revolution in higher consciousness. Now, again, I'm a big advocate of golden age models and predictive modeling of golden age models of global telecommunications, because all social, political, and economic problems are communication problems, and there are communication processes whereby we could have mass-to-mass communications to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness along more enlightened lines that frame the first principles of constitutional liberty. You know, the very first principles, an upgrade of our horse and buggy legislative system with internet capabilities for real-time mass-to-mass representation, individually and collectively. What that looks like and what that, how that works, as many of you listening to the list are well aware, is global telecom, teleconscience, telecommunity, telecom unity, unity and diversity, local and global, telecare, health, with global holistic healing, and tools and processes that could make that possible very quickly. The technologies installed and operational whereby that could go mainstream very quickly. Again, an alternative economic opportunity to own your own life, own your own health, you know, build health, prevent disease so you don't get sick as much. And if you do get sick, you recover quicker. You know, again, building the immune system with multiple modalities and protocols that are integrative, that are holistic, that are synergistic, that optimize health, prevent disease so you don't get sick as much, and again, recover quickly if you do. That's a reality as far as many possibilities, many alternatives that can be integrated in the global telecom and telecare websites. Telecare as far as being able to go to a website and go through the gateway in the website on your metabolic type, which is your blood type, and put in your current symptom profiles of yourself or your spouse or, you know, or a friend or your child, and see what's working best for their situation, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination. That could be, you know, that the databases indicate, you know, worldwide, what is working best? What, you know, practical, the true test of spirituality is practicality. Let the guru be results. What's working best from a database that has self-reporting protocols whereby the more people use these databases and report the results that they're getting back to the database, the more it becomes self-evident. What's working best for any health condition that you might have? That's a vision of healing the healthcare system. The only reason we haven't had it so far is because it would eliminate the monopoly of the medical industrial complex based on big pharma drugs for whatever ails you. You know, we used to call that quackery. Now we call that ethical medicine. Rockefeller was the one that created the pharmaceutical industry, financing 1,100 medical schools with pharmacology at the core of the curriculum because he owned the drug companies, still does own controlling interest in the drug companies. This is all part of the Rockefeller agenda that we've been seeing, you know, and it's in our face. That monopoly medicine, this, the results of it are, and, you know, we've got results of it are, we see the last couple of years, The pharmaceutical companies have made 50, according to Robert Kennedy Jr., the pharmaceutical companies have made like $50 billion the last couple of years on these vaccines. Now, on the insert sheets that come with those vaccines that the doctors get, it lists all of the side effects that those vaccines are causing. It lists them. And the fact is that the pharmaceutical companies are making about 500, according to Dr. Robert Kennedy Jr., they're making about $500 billion a year treating those symptoms. So they're creating the disease, the dis-ease, the symptoms, the side effects, and they're treating them for even more profit, for 10 times as much profit. I mean, think about that, folks. That's the definition of insanity. They're making a killing. They're virtually making a killing. And with the agenda of the Rockefellers, long-stated agenda of the Rockefeller for depopulation, you know, the Gates Foundation and Gates' father and one of the major supporters and founders and governors of Planned Parenthood and population reduction. I mean, I could go into that. Most of you listening are aware of that. But anyway, this is the wake-up call. This is what we're looking at. Our social, political, and economic institutions have been in devolution the last couple of years quite dramatically. And now we're into a turnaround, and we're going to see evolution. We're seeing it with the turnaround with the Supreme Court decisions that's happening. So I could go into more of this drama, but it's the 4th of July. Most of you are probably out celebrating. When I say it's 4th of July, this is the 4th of July presentation I'm making for the 4th of July. I mean, today here in Livingston, Montana, we got the Livingston 4th of July parade today. And after the parade, of course, the beginning of the three-day rodeo, we're having the rodeo, which is famous, the Livingston Rodeo, at the fairgrounds, beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. As I'm finishing up the show, it is starting. And so this is most people, I'm sure, locally are out busy doing their, you know, celebrating with friends. So this is the 4th of July holiday. Well, for those who are at home and listening to the show, this gives you a little bit of an orientation to what's really going on in the world, what the real revolution, how to celebrate global revolution. The spirit is 76 today. It's a global affair, folks. And so I wanted to provide something special today, coming back from camping trip here this last week and finding all this amazing turnaround stuff that's going on, you know, with the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, overturning the ban on school prayer, overturning, you know, the EPA suppression of the reality of what's going on with global warming hoax. I mean, that's being exposed. The Supreme Court is turning that around, you know, the whole global warming hoax thing. We're seeing big drama, and this is huge turnaround. This is something to celebrate. The spirit of 76. We're basically, the corporatocracy is being challenged. The deep state is being not just challenged; it's being superseded. It's being transcended. The vision alone of global economic reset with a revolution in higher consciousness through global telecom, global teleconscience, global telecommunity, telecare, telecommerce, the TLC dimension of global, you know, light and love, Aquarian light and love, cosmic love, universal law, language, love, more light and love, easier and faster. That's my pure intent, folks. I can't think of anything better to do than celebrate that with you on this 4th of July. Those who are listening on the 4th of July, as this podcast comes out, you will be able to listen to this. Hopefully it should be done on the 4th of July, and to where I'll have the podcast up. And I will send this out to my email list. Hopefully, again, on the 4th of July, we'll have this podcast up and ready to go. Thank you, Doug and Don at BBS Radio, for all that you do, for making this show possible over the 13 years I've been doing Cosmic Love. So thank you for listening, folks. Hopefully you have heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian spring throughout the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you. until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity, as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.